So let's talk about Boris Johnson again and his continuing adventures in being reprehensible. No doubt you've seen in the news about him getting Gary Johnson a job, and we've discussed it here as well. But what it turns out, the story in the Times that was spiked wasn't really spiked because of the getting her a job thing, because I don't think Boris Johnson would be too annoyed about that in many ways. He doesn't care about people knowing that sort of thing. The reason it was spiked, it appears, on pressure from Carrie Johnson rather than Boris Johnson, was the fact that it was detailing that they were performing sexual acts while he was in the Foreign Office. Now, why might he want to spike that? Well, because it's the sort of thing that upsets his conservative with a small c base to some extent, although they seem to be pretty unupsettable at the moment for his behaviour. Also, it's just another line of attack that people can use for him breaking the ministerial code. You know, this is a man who, this wasn't his girlfriend, this is his lover, he's having an affair with her, and he was on government time, we were paying him. So this is during the day, in a public building, where he wasn't working at all, he was just conducting his affair. And how many times has this happened? I don't know, we just know this time because another MP happened to walk in and see them. Could have been going on for a number of months, years, who knows. So anyone else caught doing that sort of thing at work would be sacked. Not only anyone else, but certainly a politician. Can you imagine the fuss if it turned out that, I don't know, the Labour leader was having an affair while he was meant to be working? It's not quite the same, because obviously, you know, they're not running the government, but we pay them to be MPs. And not only that, Boris Johnson was Foreign Secretary at the time. So he was meant to be doing an important job. It turns out he was using his position and resources to just basically be having his way with his lovers, or lover singular at least. Now, that is fairly disgraceful, and in other years would have resulted in him having to go. So what can be done about it? Well, the only thing that could be done about it really is just investigating him for breaching the ministerial code. And the trouble with the ministerial code is that the only person who can instigate any sort of investigation into a minister who breaks the ministerial code is the Prime Minister. Now, how likely is it that Boris Johnson will choose to investigate himself? I don't know if you saw the, there was a meeting with John McDonnell, I think it was some sort of select committee, asking about this, and the MPs were kind of joking that he wouldn't investigate himself. But this isn't really funny, is it? Basically, there's no mechanism that this country has, or any sort of aspect of government or civil service, nothing that can be done. Boris Johnson, and this wasn't when he was Prime Minister, of course, but he is now. If Boris Johnson does something that breaks the ministerial code, or anything else, or even the law, then nobody can choose to even do anything about it at all. You could say he's accountable to the electors, but he's not until there's another election. You could say that the law still applies, but it turns out it doesn't really apply, does it? Because you can conclusively break the law, and everyone can accept you've broken the law multiple times, and nothing really happens to you if you're Boris Johnson. So he's kind of bulletproof. So we're living in a strange world where, in theory, we are a democracy and we have accountable government and accountable leadership. But the reality is, a minority of people, you know, 30% of the electorate chose Boris Johnson, or his government anyway, or his party. So that's not democratic. We can't get rid of him until he decides to call an election. And he's untouchable in the meantime. There's no mechanism within government to reprimand him for anything, really. There can't be another no confidence vote for another year or so because of Tory rules. So that isn't good for government, is it? How can we expect a system that's fair and a system where everyone abides by the same rules, when those at the very top can ignore them.